welcome to the Grow Your English podcast with English Language Tree.
And today's mini episode features the voices of English language teachers from across the world.
Hello, hello. Last week I took a train from Wales to Scotland to attend the IATEFL conference, which is one of the biggest English language teaching conferences in the world. While I was there, I had my microphone with me and I had the great pleasure of interviewing a number of teachers on topics related to English language teaching and learning. Vox pops. Vox populi is a Latin phrase that means voice of the people. And the first question that I asked was, what do you think are the characteristics of a good teacher?
Tell us, what makes a good teacher?
Yes. My teaching methodologies and my humbleness, my kindness to the students. And I care about the students, and when they are in trouble, I put everything back and solve their issues and problems. I just put everything aside. And in Pakistan, unfortunately, students less equipped with tools, learning tools, and the government is trying to improve the quality of education. But as a class English teacher, I try my best to make the students like my friend.
What makes a good teacher? I think a good teacher role is to meet his or her students' needs, and by being natural, at the same time using different resources online or in books, and to make English the most natural and possible, and to give them a variety of accents, to have a global point of view of when they learn English, and to lead them to autonomy, and that's the most important thing. So, to help them not to rely too much on the teacher at the end of the course, I think. That's my aim as a teacher. I'm a good teacher, I think, but I try to make my students the most independent as possible, so they don't rely on me, but use their own energy and resources to keep learning English after the course. Great. And that's it.
The question, what makes a good teacher? I think creativity would be right up there for me, and also being a good listener and being able to spot what learners are trying to say and then help them say that. So I'm a big fan of emergent language, and being able to help learners really express what they want to say rather than kind of force feeding them with language, I think is the sign of a good teacher, and also kind of matching that as well with flexibility and creativity to help them really take ownership of the language, and letting go, I think, is a good quality as well. Yeah, that teachers don't try and dominate, rather inspire.
Yeah. So get them to say what they want to say, not what you think.
Exactly.
They want to
exactly.
Say.
And don't follow your plan. Follow their internal syllabus. Try and follow what they're trying to get to. So you need a lot of intuition as well for that. But just go with what they're trying to say, and I think that's a good start.
I really liked what Jahangir had to say about being a kind teacher. It's so important, but so often overlooked. Perhaps not something that features on a teacher's CV when it should. And we've spoken about accents before on the Grow Your English podcast, so it's lovely to hear it being recognised by international teachers. There is no one perfect accent, and there is no one perfect English either. The theme of autonomy and students working independently and using the language that they want to, not that the teacher wants them to, is also music to my ears. What did you think? let me know. If you've been listening to the Grow Your English podcast for a while, you'll know that I always ask my guests for their top tip to grow their English or to grow their students' English. And that's one of the questions that I asked on the second day of the conference. See what you make of the next ideas.
Yeah, so I think anybody that wants to improve their English needs to do two things. One is ensure that they have some kind of language input and ensure there's some language output on a regular basis. So listening would be a good input and speaking would be an easy output. So finding opportunities to speak, but if they can find natural things to listen to. So for instance, watching movies, watching TV shows that they like. So that's a really nice way to kind of get language input, which is quite natural, conversational. So it gives you good exposure to grammar and vocabulary because it's in natural use. And then if they were to find opportunities to speak, different people to speak to, and I think this is quite the challenge sometimes, finding people to practice English with. But if you can find a friend, somebody that you know, and talking to them can really help you use some of that language. So that's really the key. So input and output. And if you can sort of reflect at the end of every day and decide how much input and output did I do, I think that's a nice way to think back to, am I working towards improving my English?
What's your top tip?
So I think that is thinking in English. As so I speak Mandarin, and Mandarin and English have different mindset. So what I did is listening and reading more in English and thinking in English. Yeah, but now try to translate it from your native language or your mother tongue to English.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Somebody that wants to grow their English.
It's basically embrace English. What that means is that forget your own language when you're trying to learn English, so that when you're watching TV or you're listening to radio, listen in English, read in English. Even when you're talking to your friends or your own family, don't speak in your own language and try and speak in English. Yeah, when you embrace English, then English will embrace you back.
I love it. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
My name is Diana. I'm an English teacher, and I would like to answer to the question, what's your top tip for someone who wants to grow the English? The top tip that I always tell my students is like, you need to surround yourself with English. It doesn't matter what you do. You watch something, you listen to something, you just, even you're cooking something or you're having lunch or dinner, you must have this routine daily, 5-10 minutes to surround yourself, because you're not living in an English-speaking country and you need something, like you need a noise, and this noise should be in English language. This is my top tip. On your level, if you're A1, it's okay. If you're B1 level, it's also okay, because there are different podcasts everywhere.
So we will return to the topic of podcasts in the next mini episode. I really liked what Grace had to say. It was almost a slogan, wasn't it? Embrace English and it will embrace you. How fantastic. Alice from China gave us a good tip about thinking in English, not trying to translate everything. And the first speaker that you heard from India had really nice reflective practice, thinking about how much you take in and how much you produce in English. I had lots to think about as I walked through the quiet streets of Edinburgh on the way home a bit later that evening. And I do encourage you to listen back to all the voices that you've heard in this mini episode. Listen out for different types of vocabulary, different ways of saying things, features of connected speech, how sounds change when they're joined together or sped up. And as always, there's a fully human checked annotated transcript of this episode, So do sign up for that using the link in the show notes. All the sound recordings you've heard today were created by me in Edinburgh. And in just a second, you'll hear the local tram bell, which will signal the end. And I hope you join me next time.